We will do that by listening to the might be the most popular summer song in Israel. So without further notice anymore, see people are still coming in. Just make sure, please, we'll explain later to those who came again why do we look like that. Don't worry, we'll talk about it after the song. Just make sure you're muted, please, and that your sound is turned on. And with no further notice, I hope you have your surfboard with you. And we'll meet you here back after the song. We're just going to hear the song, and we'll meet you back right after the song. So please just make sure you are muted, and let's roll. Wait, our sunglasses. Now we're good. All right. Where is that? Over here. Here it is. One second. As usual, we have our technical. Oh, here it is. Enjoy. Surfboard. So hello everyone, welcome back. Those of you who joined us just before the song, Miriam, very good, very good, Miriam, you know it, you know how to do it. Just to explain, why do we look like that? So we just said that's our last session for, with my sunglasses, I want to see you. That's our last session for the year, for that season, and after that we're going to go on our summer break. And we want to invite you to the last one to come with us and experience Israeli summer a little bit. We're going to go on a journey to some of the best beaches in Israel and try to see a little bit what we at least recommend, where you should go when in your next visit to Israel. Maybe in some of them you've already visited before.
Some of the things that we know as summer culture in Israel, some games, songs. Places that we want you to know.
Exactly. And we just listened to a song called Hagalshan Sheli, My Surfboard. making the probably familiar. Let's open the lyrics so we can all see it. So Hagalshan Sheli, this is a song, my surfboard, 1982. Written, composed, and performed by Danny Sanderson, who, by the way, we already heard in this season. We did it with the
Kaveret.
That was with Hora to the Settlement. Yeah. That was 2 weeks ago. He was part of this band also, and this is his one of his solo solo songs that he released. Very happy summer vibes kind of songs. And let's see him. This is Danny Sanderson, born in 1950. You could see that in the album, he looked a little bit younger than how he looks today. But you would agree that he still looks well. Maybe that's going to the beach every day. That's how you look like. And you might say, wait, it sounds a little bit familiar. As maybe I would say maybe the style or the music. So let's say, let's open the chat. We'll see what people write down. Terry.
Wow.
Terry writes, I assume the real Beach Boys never heard this song. So
good,
the Beach Boys.
Very good year.
Danny Sanderson he lived for 8 years when he was a child in New York, and there he was exposed to the Beach Boys. And they really, really, really influenced his style of music in some ways, and you can really hear that in the song we just heard. You can hear, I would say, maybe an homage or something that maybe recalls a little bit of the Beach Boys surf in USA. Let's just have a short taste from that song. See if we can hear that. So you can see it's really, really, really similar. So he took some influence from that.
And maybe it's really funny that he decided when he wanted to do something about beach and Galshan, my snow...
Surfboard. Snowboard can be very interesting in the summer.
So he decided to take something from the Beach Boys. So it's really interesting. The vibe.
Exactly. Okay. All right. That's all for the song. Let's move to the beaches in Israel. So,
yeah.
You want to introduce?
No, maybe some of them want to say something about the song.
Anyone knew the song, by the way, beforehand?
Yeah.
Anyone? No one.
No.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go over it. Does anyone know the song? No. Okay. Good. Let's go. We'll bring some new songs to the program. So we want to first of all maybe recommend our top three beaches in Israel that we think you all should visit in your next visit to Israel. Maybe some of you visited some of those beaches. I see Vanessa takes a paper and a pen. That's good. You can write it down. Our recommendation. And again, it's our recommendation. Nothing too official. Prill, you want to start?
Yeah.
All right. The first one is called?
Okay. The Dor Beach. The name is from a village that next to the beach. Maybe we can
it's,
open.
Yeah, not far from Haifa over here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the village next to the beach called Moshav Dor. That's why the name came from Dor Beach. So actually, in this beach, something really special. We have. I really don't know how it's called in English because. Also in Italy.
Like I would say like it's like an harbor in a, you know, harbor. It's a natural harbor,
okay.
Maybe we'll call
it's
it.
So special to see that in Israel because most of the beach in Israel is like a line, you know, and beach, and you have the just water, and here it's something like a harbor.
Yeah.
And it's really, really, really beautiful. Also I want to share that you just need to look at the picture. It's so, so beautiful. I want to say also that the beach in Israel is on 196 kilometers, and we have just around 20 kilometers that we can actually go to the beach and to be there, okay? So it's...
That means like what? We have 100 and... We have like 196 kilometers of shore, but only 20 kilometers are available.
Almost 20% that is available, and we can find in this 20% such a beautiful beach, like Chof Dor. I want to tell you something really sad that happened 1.5 years ago.
Why something sad? We're very happy now.
How do you call that? 1 minute, I just wrote that for me in English.
Ecological harm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Ecological harm or damage?
Damage, yeah.
Yeah. That happened in Israel. It came from south of Israel to north. And it's really, really was, wow, sad because all the beaches in Israel was not really nice to be there and not so clean. And people came from work afternoon and just wanted to be in the beach. And they started to clean the beaches. Beaches is in Berlin, yeah? Because it looked like really hard to be there and really not healthy to be there. So people just, I think, 2 or 3 months came to the beach and clean all the beaches
in
Israel.
Yeah, like volunteers. They all were volunteers. Yeah, I remember
that. It was a big program, yeah, in Israel.
Well, I've been in an army. And for my army, we had a group. I didn't want on that group, but we sent a group from soldiers to help clean. It was really
so it's really surprised because from south of Israel, from Ashkelon, it's a lot of kilometers, and it came just to Chof Dor, the beautiful beach here that you can see.
But it's clean now, right?
Yeah.
It's clean. You can all visit it. Don't worry. Next time in Israel,
but
you all visit Chof Dor.
Please be careful and save our, I don't know, our beach.
Our sea. Yeah.
All the sea because it's really hard.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. So this is Chof Dor, not far from Haifa,
really
up north. Very, very, very recommended.
Yeah.
Second beach that we want to talk about,
I will talk about,
is a Dolphin Reef Beach in Eilat. Have any of you been in the Dolphin Beach in Eilat? So you see Eilat over here on the map. It's a little bit that's a red... Oh, Leah was there. Wonderful. Wonderful. Leah was there. So you can tell us maybe a little bit. Here the red pin over here, that's a little bit southern from the city itself. You can see a picture. Why is it called the Dolphin Reef? Because it has dolphins. In Israel, in Eilat, there's dolphins swimming in the Red Sea. That's not the Mediterranean Sea, that's the Red Sea. You can see they're very, very special place, almost like you are, I don't know, in where do you have dolphins in South America? I don't know where you got dolphins in the world, but you can see it's very, very unusual for Israeli kind of a beach. You can also see here, you can see how clear the water is. In Eilat, it's a very, very special place. I think it costs money to enter, unlike all the other beaches in Israel, but it's really, really worth it because they maintain it and it's very, 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 very nice.
Also, if you get to Eilat, you have to go there.
You have to go there. In Eilat, that's the number one beach in Eilat. It's very nice. And you get also to swim with dolphins, which is a very nice experience that I bet if you haven't been there, maybe only Leah can tell us. Here she said, we went swimming with dolphins. People that come to Israel don't necessarily think, oh, I will go swim with dolphins. That's something people do in Israel, right? So apparently there is an option and there is a possibility. And you're all welcome to come next time, come and visit the Dolphin Reef in Eilat. Very wonderful, beautiful shore. Third shore that we want to talk about. Priel, maybe you'll take it from here.
Gordon Beach, Tel Aviv.
Maybe some of them know. Maybe some of you have visited Gordon Beach in Tel Aviv.
I assume that most of the people that been in Tel Aviv went to Gordon Beach. It's a really nice beach, more tourists there, but the thing that I really like in this beach is that we have all the people, all kind of the people, Israeli, tourists, everyone will be there. And also we have a lot of music and sometimes most of the time it will be Saturday afternoon or Friday, Saturday afternoon.
I think Saturday afternoon, yeah, Shabbos afternoon.
People come and dance, Israeli dancing. It's really, really beautiful and nice. And you feel the vibe of Israel, you know? And it's to be there just to
even,
walk.
Even just walking, yeah.
It's beautiful and it's really... show you what is
Israeli. Walking on the beach is really wonderful. I had the, I still can see that I had the privilege that my grandmother is living like 10 minutes walk from this place. Or every Shabbat that we go there, we can walk on the beach, we can see it. There is a beautiful, beautiful place. This is like the most northern, almost the most northern point of the beach in Tel Aviv. So if you took For example, Jaffa, Yafo as the southern point, you go all the way up north, you get to Gordon Beach. Another very, very special thing in Gordon Beach is this statue. Maybe some of you have seen it. This is, yes, take a look. This is the one and only David Ben-Gurion that he really liked to stand on his head when he was in the beach in Tel Aviv. That's a picture of David Ben-Gurion, very famous picture of David Ben-Gurion in the beach in Tel Aviv. And where the picture was taken, they put, now there's some trees, and he put someone made this statue, over there. It's also a very nice place to take pictures of. When you go through in Israel, it's a very nice place. Some people try to stand on their head right next to this place and take those pictures. So that's also in Gordon Beach in Tel Aviv. Very, very much recommended. Now,
This was the third one, but I just want to add, if Idan will let me do that.
For
I
sure.
Can get permission.
You want to do the Dead Sea?
Yeah.
I hate the Dead Sea.
I just want to say that the Dead Sea is the most beautiful place in Israel, and the...
Sorry, I'm not saying anything.
And the beach, for me, the best beach in the world. It's so beautiful and so different, and I really recommend to go to Dead Sea. Whenever, I don't know, there is a lot of beaches there. You can pay for there, or you can just go and walk and do something beautiful around. But the Dead Sea is the best, I don't know how to... wow. You just have to go there, because Idan wanted to give three beaches in Israel, you know, on the Yam Tichon.
And the Red Sea, yeah. We had also Yam Suf, yeah.
And... now I want to add that there is a dead sea. Wow. You have to go there.
Probably most of the people in Israel have visited once in a while, but I've been there only once in my life in the Dead Sea. Probably some of you have been more.
Once a month.
And she goes once a month. That's not for me. But okay, thank you very much for the recommendation. So this is also the Dead Sea. We'll add it. We want to also tell you maybe the three most important things you need to know when you go to a beach in Israel. Maybe the top three things that you probably already know when you went. Maybe you went to the beach. You it will make sense to you. But I think it's three things that makes the Israeli beach unique to other beaches around the world. You want to start?
And the things that show that is really Israeli beach.
They're Israel. Okay. They're very Israel. Not only David Ben-Gurion standing on his head, there are also other stuff that are very very nice and Israeli things. The first one is called Matkot. Priel, you want to explain?
Okay, Matkot. I don't know if there is a translation for that in English, because it's a really Israeli thing. I don't know. How do you call it?
It's like rackets.
Rackets, yeah. But it's not a racket like
in tennis or something. Yeah.
It's a really nice game. I think that everyone in Israel can.
Sorry, Terry?
Paddles?
Paddles? Maybe paddles.
What is
paddles? Matka, like in table tennis.
Like ping pong.
Yeah, like ping pong. Might be. But it's bigger. But bigger and from wood. It's made from wood. But bigger. You can see it's like big and made from wood. And it's kind of heavy. Yeah, it's made from wood, but it had like a covering on it. Yeah, and that's a rubber ball. So
okay,
here.
So this is really funny, because this game has no rules. And the one thing that you need to know is that if you want to win, you have to win together. What it means is not something one against one. It's to win the game together. And it's not something, I think, that... relate to Israeli game, or you know, to something that we can think about. Okay, Israeli want to fight, you know, to win.
You and don't fight in Matkot. If you want to win, you need to play both of you together
with passion, and you know, to give each one the place. So it's really
you want to show them. You want to show them. Let's see a short clip. How do you play Matkot?
I think that some of you
in the Israeli. It's very hard. I have to tell you, it's very hard. I'm not a good player. I don't know if you're a good player, but I'm not a good player at all. Look at that. The ball can't fall down. Look. Now
you can... Okay, I think that's really
interesting. Now I'll tell you that it's very nice, because there is no goal. In other words, the goal is not to drop the ball, and you just need to break the records over and over and over again. It's really nice.
Because
many
there is
people,
no one place to do that. You can do that in... each beach, wherever you want, it's really nice.
It's really nice. Just be careful from the ball when you walk on the beach. Yeah. Be careful not to be to get hit from the ball. Second thing is called, we call it Ani Holech.
Ani Holech.
Or I'm leaving in Hebrew, in English. Ani Holech is a nickname we give to a special person or many people that walk on the beach and they sell ice cream and popsicles on the beach. They like to shout, Ani Holech, which means I'm leaving, because Israelis, they want to buy if someone is going. No, 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 wait, don't go. I want to buy from you the ice cream. So he shouts, I'm leaving, even though he's not leaving. He will always tell you, I'm leaving in 10 minutes. He's going to be there for 10 hours. That's something very typical to the Israeli beach. They usually walk with this big cooler with the ice inside and with the ice cream. They get only cash. You pay them some shekels. You can also I don't know, you want to buy a lot for all the kids and you can pay less and you can start maybe negotiating. It's really something very typical, very Israeli. This is what they're doing. They're going on the beach and just selling those.
Shout,
Ani Olech, Ani Olech. I'm leaving, I'm leaving.
It's a really nice melody.
Yeah,
nice
yeah, Ani Olech. They're all doing it. It's very, very nice. Also something that you might encounter when you stayed in a beach in Israel, something that you might see. The third thing that we might say would call Zula. Zula is in Arabic. Zula would be just like a tent that you bring from home and you sit with your family or with your friend. It's very Israeli. You just bring a tent. Occupy, so-called, a land in the beach. It doesn't belong to you, but you're just going to be there for the whole day. No one else can come into this. You're going to be
maybe.
The whole week sometimes. Maybe you sleep there. You're going to own this piece of land. You're going to have a barbecue. It's called mangal. Or you're going to have, you're going to drink some beer. And you're going to chill out with your friend and family. Some music. You can see it all around the beaches in Israel, everywhere. People just bringing the entire home to the beach and just relocating themselves to the sand and sitting on the shore. It's really, really, really nice. There's in every beach in Israel, you will see something like that. Yeah, that's a smaller version. You can you bring your own chairs, foldable chairs, and everything. You just sit together. It's really, really, really nice. Very
and
much
it's really
recommended.
Funny
also.
Because you didn't say that, and I want to emphasize that because people really think that this is their place and their home, and you cannot walk by and you cannot do anything. And you know, it's a beach for everyone. And you know, Israeli people come and just sit in this place and take the.
This is mine.
Yes.
No, we're not political here. We're not political. We're not political. This is our three recommendations. Three recommendations for beaches in Israel, which we very much recommend. Next time you come to Israel, just pop up to one of those beaches. And just make sure you experience the beaches with all those three. The matkot, try to play it. Having the Ani Holech when buying some ice cream. And maybe also building up this Zula and sitting there and having some fun. And before we will listen again to the song, we just wanted to tell you that thank you so much. Also for today and also for the entire series of Song of the Week. Don't worry, it's not the last one. We're going to be back also back in September, God willing, with a new season, with some new songs. We need to figure that out because I think we ran out of Israeli songs. We need to figure out what we're going to do. But that's going to be in September. So for now, just enjoy your summer and enjoy those two very, very cute nephews of Priel and I that sit on a surfboard on a galshan in the beach in Israel, and we look forward.
From last week,
we will be
next
with
them.
Next
week, we will be with
them. With them in the beach, and we want to tell you also that all the songs that we listened. This is the 18th song. All the songs so far are recorded and they're uploaded to yutorah.org. We will send an email follow up with all the list with all the songs we listened to. So far, and as a playlist on YouTube, you can listen to the songs again as much as you like. We will stay here also afterwards for more comments and notes and questions if you want to schmooze. Before we go, we will re-listen again to the song Surfboard by Danny Sanderson. And we want to wish you, if you're not going to stay afterwards, we want to wish you a happy summer. I'm going to take a picture. A very happy summer, a wonderful time. And we will miss you for sure. And we will see you again. We'll be back in September. You will see the flyers. So we'll stay here for schmoozing if you want afterwards and questions. Let's listen again to Surfboard by Danny Sanderson. Wait, our sunglasses. That's a song with, song with sunglasses. Here we go.